This is Ozarks at Large. The Area Agency on Aging, which serves thousands of low-income seniors in a nine-county region, has taken strict measures due to the pandemic to continue to safely deliver critical services. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich brings us this report.
Brad Bailey is executive director of the Area Agency on Aging. He says despite the coronavirus pandemic, they continue to serve seniors, but under new temporary federal and state guidelines.
Our regional office where I work is in Harrison, Arkansas, and we serve nine counties in northwest Arkansas, two counties deep, all the way over to Baxter County. And within that catchment area is Baxter, Benton, Boone, Carroll, Madison, Marion, Newton, Searcy, and Washington County.
The agency, he says, also subcontracts senior center services in Carroll, Madison, and Benton counties.
And usually associated with our senior services centers are health and wellness, meals on wheels, congregate meals, which just means meals in a group setting, and socialization, home-delivered meals as well. So those are typically the services that are associated with senior centers, and it's the same services in our other six counties.
The agency employs a large staff of care coordinators that operate out of county branch offices. They assist seniors with Medicare enrollment, securing home emergency response devices, certain medical supplies, and in-home services funded by Medicaid, the VA, and private pay.
We have 512 total employees. The bulk of those are part-time employees, and a lot of them, I think I probably failed to cover our in-home services program earlier, but we also do an in-home services program where we do personal care, respite, and homemaker. And part of that is covered under a Medicaid waiver that the state of Arkansas has to do that.
The agency also employs 90 full-time employees, including Angie Dunlap, Director of Senior Center Services.
The senior centers, we've had to make some really tough decisions about how the senior centers are currently operating through this COVID-19 health crisis. We have had to make the decision to close all of our senior centers in Northwest Arkansas to the public. We are offering curbside pickup for a hot meal for those seniors that have the ability to get out and about and to drive themselves to the senior center. That curbside pickup is generally held at most senior centers Monday through Friday from 11:30 to 12. We are asking seniors that are interested in that hot lunch if they would call and order that either the day before or the morning of.
She says Meals on Wheels, a popular free delivery service to homebound seniors, has also been affected.
We have been, up until this week, we've been still delivering home-delivered meals the way they've always been delivered. If somebody is receiving five hot meals during the week, those are delivered daily, and then they are delivered two frozen meals for the weekend. We are transitioning that this week so that all home-delivered meal clients will receive seven meals, and it could be that they receive one hot and six frozen on the day of delivery, or that they receive seven frozen meals for the week.
To maintain social distancing, and this time of year, Area Agency on Aging staff distribute free coupons at all nine county senior activity centers to qualifying seniors to purchase locally grown fruits, vegetables, herbs, and honey from local farmers markets. Again, Brad Bailey.
Something interesting that we do every spring is a senior farmers market program. We're a little bit concerned about that this year, you know, with the COVID-19 pandemic. We're not sure that we will be able to, it's going to be tough to enroll as many people. We're gearing up to do that via mail this year, or maybe a curbside drop by. But in the past, we've done large events where we screen, you know, say Springdale, we might screen 100 people for that program. So we're not going to be able to bring people together in a large setting like that. So we're revising that. And we also don't know if the senior farmers markets will even open or not, just because for the most part, those are done on the public squares in the counties, you know, where we do that. And a lot of the counties have closed their public buildings. So we're kind of in a set of limbo on that. But we've got a little bit of time, and that's not usually the coupons aren't usually out until the end of May, the 1st of June.
Angie Dunlap says during the pandemic, employees are routinely screened.
We're screening employees at the beginning of their shift. We do follow Arkansas Department of Health regulations for food establishments in all of our kitchens and our facilities. And then all of our food service managers are ServSafe certified, so they have that training in the kitchen on how to safely prepare food. And then we also have training that we provide to kitchen staff, and they've been all through a food workers course with ServSafe, and then they also get quarterly kitchen in-service for all of the staff.
And if a senior client prefers to not have a personal care assistant in their space, they can cancel.
If a client is fearful of during this time frame, we are giving the option to not have the PCA come into the home. And our PCAs do provide many services for the clients, bathing, transferring, light grocery shopping, light housekeeping, preparing meals. So very much needed services that they might not be able to perform for themselves.
Dunlap says not only does the Area Agency on Aging continue to employ hundreds of workers, the agency is an essential service for seniors who may be struggling during the coronavirus pandemic. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.